This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 56th episode of my podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about checking if a Swift UI view is in preview, how to make a macOS menu bar app, async view asynchronous loading operations in Swift UI, composition versus inheritance, code architecture solutions explained in Swift, building a blockchain in Swift, and Donny's Monday morning tweet. So let's get started. Some US holidays are approaching us quickly, and I just wanted to jump into that feast as well. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and have a turkey sandwich on me. So if you use the promo code TurkeySale2021 on my Gumroad page, you will get a 50% discount on my book. Link is also in the show notes, so you don't have to enter the discount code manually. Because I'm a little bit time constrained, I'm going to dive into this week's article right away. So the first article is checking if a Swift UI view is in preview. Swift UI preview is a fantastic piece for development tooling to quickly iterate UI designs in Xcode, but sometimes the code in your view just doesn't work, or worse, it crashes the preview engine. How can you work around this issue? Rob Kerr, in his article, ran into a couple issues with Xcode preview, and he looked into what things you can do to make sure that your Xcode Swift UI preview isn't crashing. It's a nice overview of some tricks and things that you can do to make sure that your Swift UI view in preview is not using all the aspects of your normal runtime, but that it has like a constrained environment, and also how some issues are easily debuggable in the Swift UI preview. Sarun has an article on how to make a macOS menu bar app. Why am I including a macOS article in this week's episode? This is actually something that I use myself, and I wish I had Sarun's article to just point me in the right direction from the get-go. Sometimes just when I have a little bit of logic, and up to a certain point I was just creating like command line utilities for that written in Swift. But if you use a macOS menu bar app, you can take the same concept and make it very convenient to do quick actions that are available in the macOS menu bar. And this allows you to just have a quick utility available at a moment's notice if you ever have some sort of tooling that does these kinds of things. It's also a little fun introduction to some aspects of macOS development. And yeah, all in all, it's pretty much the same as UIKit development, with a lot of different API and a lot of caveats that you need to take into account. But in general, this article is a nice intro on how you can create one of the small icons in your menu bar on macOS. The next article is by Ralph Ebert, Async View Asynchronous Loading Operations in Swift UI. In his tutorial, a Swift UI view component is developed for handling in progress and error states when loading data asynchronously, based on an example project that loads JSON data via async await. It's an exercise in creating abstractions and using Swift generics in practice. It's a really nice article with some nice looking artwork in there as well. And what's really fun about Ralph's tutorial is that it's a really nice example of what was just discussed, handling in progress error states using async await and using some extra abstractions on top of all these things with some Swift generics to make a very convenient little API that you can reuse again and again. Antoine van der Lee has written an article on a little bit of architecture, when you should use composition and when you should use inheritance in your code. And he explains these concepts with some code samples. So inheritance obviously is the subclassing of superclasses. Antoine goes into more depth in that. And what is composition? Composition comes down to combining multiple parts to create a new outcome. So this is also a nice thing that you can use in practice. The goal of Antoine's article is to explain what these two things do and how you can implement them in Swift. And it's just a nice reminder of this aspect of software development, if you're using an object-oriented language, of course, that you should consider composition and inheritance very consciously to make sure that you use the right approach for the right situation. Filippo Riccieri has written a simple proof-of-work blockchain inspired by Bitcoin, and it's built in Swift. So, keyword-heavy thing here. But if you want to get into some basics of blockchain-type thinking, it's a nice start of a series of articles that gives you an overview of how a blockchain could work. I don't think that the code is as robust as Bitcoin, just due to the fact that not as many eyeballs have had a look at this implementation by Filippi. But it's a nice thought exercise to get some insight into concepts that are related to blockchain technology, because it's something people really talk about a lot. And it was an interesting read, and there's some fun bits of code in the articles by Felipe. Donny wishes everybody a happy Monday, of course, on Twitter, as he does every week. And the first person responding is Chris Vaselli. He's doing a Nihongo Pro Black Friday sale. And Nihongo is an app that helps you translate Japanese language on the fly if you see it somewhere in the world, especially if you're in Japan, of course. And he's just having a Black Friday sale. So if you ever go to Japan or you have an interest in the Japanese language, just have a look at his product. Chris has already been a guest on my podcast, and it's a very interesting story that he has to share with you. Daniel Steinberg is trying to get a mental model for functional programming with SwiftUI. Pre-SwiftUI, his understanding was that you have multiple layers on the outside and an immutable core, but with SwiftUI, the views are value types, so there's a mutable filling between view and core. And that's his current quest to understand that. That's typical Daniel Steinberg thinking, that he wants to go always one abstraction deeper, and that's why he's such a good teacher in my mind. Tibor Bodic is planning to integrate his DSL libraries with Vapor and start updating his Feather CMS codebase to support the new async await features. So he's doing a lot of backend development again. And Leo Gideon is doing the usual thing, which is lots. So he's updating his analytics library in Swift, working on a GetCentury Swift library, pushing Objective-C episode with Ivas Leeg, and finishing edit on the next episode with @_insight and order a new vehicle for the family, getting ready for the last 2021 episode with @compileSwift, and he's still waiting on the little munchkin. So a very busy week, but also very exciting times ahead for Leo. So Leo, I hope everything works out and that you don't have to wait too much longer and that delivery is right on time. Pavel is making very little progress with the preparations to open source the biggest chunk of code that he has ever released. It's pretty much 1,000 lines of Swift code, but yeah, the progress isn't as he would have wished. But still, I hope he can do the work and that he can get through it. So I'm curious to what Pavel has to share with the world as open source. Adam Overholzer is looking for Spanish, Russian and Portuguese beta testers for his cheat sheet app. And Axel Lepenek is starting to revamp his app settings, and he plans to finish that this week so he can move on to the core engine of his app, the Trip Recorder. Andrew is working on a console package for SwiftUI Preview so that you can easily see print messages without having to run the simulator. He loves previews, and with this just helps him work faster. He'll post more info later this week, so maybe you should follow @thecraftbybrit for more details. Eric Lipman is going to dive into project modularization this week. He started by watching Subdigital's talk from NS Spain, which already was pretty helpful to get the point started. And he's also trying to get our different apps teams to find more common ground and use their synergies. Kamil Tustanovsky is announcing that tomorrow he will be posting another article, and he has a small teaser of the contents of it. It's a big image with Mobius that says, "What if I told you you can talk with your application?" Ivan Cantarino is saying that it's a big week for the company he's working at. It's the product release week, so exciting times it seems for him. And Flowrite Code shares that last week he prepared a Black Friday sale for his apps, which just started today. So a lot of big percentages off of his apps. So 50% off of the pro versions of YAML and 550 coins, and even 66% off of all operators. So all in all, a lot of people are announcing Black Friday sale. So have a look in Donnie Walsh's thread. The link is in the show notes. And maybe there's like a little tool between it. Maybe there's like a little tool in there that's something for you and that you can pick up at a huge discount right now. So I hope you all will be having a great week. And I know I am, because I've been very busy the last week, and probably this week that continues. But just today, earlier, I've heard that the deadline that I'm working towards is actually December 7th. And initially I thought it was end of this week. So that gives a little bit of time to actually get what I'm working on up to spec and out of the door. So talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.